And I have to clean up some Fitbit talk because I was wondering if you could upload the calories eaten. You can connect all that, but what I didn't know, someone said that you can connect it to the Fitbit to other and other devices to your Walgreens Balance Rewards card and other stores, and you earn points for your achievements.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good.
Some businesses, you know, if you get your health insurance through them, that's one of the benefits of.
Do they do that here?
Yeah, they'll reduce it. I don't know if they do it here. I'm not sure.
Because somebody also said that their wife puts their Fitbit in a baggie and runs it through the washing machine, so it looks
just
like she
increase.
Gets 10,000 steps a day.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's very smart.
Hilarious.
Patrick McDonald is here. Patrick is a fine, fine film critic over at HollywoodChicago.com.
And a fine, fine man.
A very nice man.
Well, thank you.
A very nice man.
Happy
and also
New Year
FilmAutonomy.com. Thank you, Patrick. We
thank
appreciate you.
You
being here.
Yeah.
Wendy and I were discussing this the other day. I said this is the first time for me, the first time I remember an entire year, 2015, where there wasn't a single film that I thought was a 4-star perfect. I can tell everybody about this movie. It's it can't miss.
You know why I told him? Because he has turned into a curmudgeon.
That can't be true.
That
can't be true.
You seek perfection in an imperfect world.
Well, I kept seeing movies and walking away, and that even right up until this month, being disappointed in what I saw. I want a movie that I can tell everybody about and go see this. You'll
Great
everyone
Great Expectations
will love it.
By Bill Leff. Make the movie.
I could. Well, all right. I might have to. were there many excellent movies in 2015?
I would say I had probably. If I go over my top five, I would say I would put a 5 out of 5 on those. You know, the others fluctuated.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, when you put these lists together, you have the internal debate. And sometimes something pops up that you're like, I can't stop thinking about that film.
Yeah.
And then it ends up in my top 10 just because of that.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
To me, that's always the sign of greatness, because for a lot of movies, you see them and then for 5 or 10 minutes, maybe you'll think about it, you talk about it. But if you've got something you keep revisiting and thinking, oh, maybe that character shouldn't have done that.
There was a movie that I cannot remember the name of that I did not want to see. So Jim walked over to the second run theater in our neighborhood and saw it with Benicio del Toro.
Sicario.
He said that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a very interesting film using the Mexican border as a metaphor for our sins and revenge and that sort of thing. I put that in my honorable mention. It didn't, you know,
make the top 10.
It didn't make it.
But he kept talking about it for days. And you know what? That everybody has their own opinion on something.
Exactly.
But you're right, Bill. If it's something you keep revisiting,
then there's something to it, right?
Yes, exactly. And you know, there was a film called Entertainment that I couldn't get out of my head, which I saw during the Chicago Film Festival time. And are you familiar with Neil Hamburger, the comedian?
No.
Oh, he's sort of a surreal Andy Kaufman-esque type.
Is that his real name?
No, it's not his real name. It's Greg Turkington.
But I thought you were going to say Greg Turkey, and he switched it to Hamburger.
Sure. You know how people are. Come on.
So
he did this movie.
So he did this movie, yes. And it's just about this really low-rent comedian going across the dusty plains of the American West trying to get these small clubs to like his act.
It's a great premise.
It's a really great premise. And it really, again, it was sort of a metaphor. It was kind of poignant to me to see him go from town to town, insist on doing this act that's not really working for the audiences that he was in front of.
Is that already on DVD? Because that's
I think it's coming up. It's coming up. Right. Just check your DVD listings. But it's very surreal and very weird. It's done by one of the guys in Eric and Tim's awesome show,
Tim Heidecker.
Yeah. So it's really offbeat. And it stuck with me. It just never left once I saw it. So ended up in the top 10.
Here's another thing I always use as a barometer.
Yes.
Is that let a year or two or three pass, and is that movie still relevant? You know? Because sometimes you'll think, oh, this is really great. And then in a year, you look back and you go, it was a good movie. It wasn't a great movie, you know?
Well, you know, you do get stuck in the hype.
Yeah.
And when it comes around, and you there is a groupthink element to top 10 lists and critical analysis, you know? So all I can say about that is that's a perfect barometer. If, you know, 5 years from now, you look back in your list, you say, am I thinking about that film anymore?
Right.
Am I looking at it? maybe not.
That's why I think all the people that got hypnotized by Birdman last year right. at some point will wake up and go, what was I thinking the day that I liked Birdman?
You and the NI were the only ones that just, it wasn't hideous or terrible, but it was certainly did not deserve all the accolades it got, no. in my opinion.
Well, and that happens with a lot of them. You know, that's why I was so impressed with Star Wars, because despite the hype, it was able to deliver, mm-hmm. you know, to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Not Bill.
Liked it a lot. Curmudgeon. Didn't love it. I don't think I'm a curmudgeon. It doesn't say it on my driver's license, so I don't think I am.
Have you told the kids to get off the lawn?
Were you a big Star Wars guy when you were a kid?
Loved the first three, hated the prequels.
Well, yeah, that's
but
pretty
see,
much
you just
everybody.
Make a point of saying that all the time.
Well,
so it's like you have kind of animosity against it, it seems.
It's because for some reason, and I don't know why, because George Lucas had so much ambition and enthusiasm with those first three, just the pure element of fun was gone in the last three. Everything about those first three was fun. It was such a throwback to the old serials of the 1940s.
Right.
And then in the next three, I think he just wrote them in an afternoon, and he didn't cut anything out, and he just went, I'll put in stereotypical characters. I don't know what went wrong.
It was by the numbers, it felt.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, there was a calculation to it to either do marketing or...
Which,
you know,
is funny, because that's what he's criticizing this new movie. That's what Lucas is saying they did wrong with this new movie,
right.
is that it was too by the too safe.
He wanted to live in the past. He didn't want to live in the past, as he said. Yeah.
What was the most overrated movie of 2015?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great question.
Wow. Oh,
is
man.
Is that too hard to answer on the fly?
Yeah, on the fly. I'm trying to think of films that were just, you know, so lauded. I'm not going to say, like, the one that's opening Friday, The Revenant.
Yeah.
You know, again, getting
from
like,
the director of Birdman, by
yes,
the way.
There you go.
Is it really?
It's getting hosannas and, you know, DiCaprio's a shoo-in for
best
actor.
Did DiCaprio really have relations with that bear?
That's the word on the street. That's what people are saying, that they dated for
the
a while.
Or the bear had relations
very,
with
very
Leo.
Close.
There's a
very
scene.
Close.
There's a bear mauling scene with
yes.
Leo DiCaprio and a bear that people say may have resulted in something that was
sexual.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that as his back was getting scratched with the razor-like claws.
It's, you know, pretty graphic, right?
Yeah,
it was
sex
very
doesn't
graphic.
Seem to hurt that much. You know what I mean?
Not if you're doing it right.
And do you still shop at the beer mall?
Yeah, I still do. Yeah.
Okay.
I still go there. Yep.
I was wondering about that.
Yep. Patrick McDonald is here. We're talking movies, both old and new, the best and worst of 2015, and what's coming out this weekend. If you want to give us a call, 312-981-7200. More in a moment. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We're talking movies, 2015's best. His name is Patrick McDonald, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com and FilmAutonomy.com.
There
and you also
go.
Do your Chicago film tour, don't
That's
you?
That's right. We're currently off-season right now, but we do accept a private tour request. So
these are all the places in and around Chicago where famous movies and TV shows have been filmed. You
exactly.
take them and explain what they need to know.
Exactly. We're kind of retooling every off season. I look at what films have been done. I think we're going to add Jupiter Ascending. I think there's enough in there, especially the Lake Street Bridge there blowing up.
That got some mixed reviews,
yes,
by the
it
way.
Did.
That's the Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis movie that
yes.
they shot here a little over a year ago.
Yes.
Some
yes.
people not as thrilled with it as others.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was one of those kind of takeoffs on the old Buck Rogers, you know, kind of stuff and how you accepted it or not accepted it. It had yeah. some really laughable moments in it. So she was queen of the bees.
Yep.
Beady, 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 beady. Was that Buck Rogers?
That was Twicky from Buck Rogers, yes.
Yeah, all right. I was very excited.
The voice of Mel Blanc, I believe.
It was not.
I think it
really?
Was the voice of Mel Blanc. Yeah,
really?
Pretty sure.
Some listener, Patrick, wants to know, can you ask what the vibe is about the upcoming movie Deadpool?
Deadpool, I think, well, it's anticipated because it's in that genre that everybody loves, it's superhero.
Comic books.
Yeah, comic book. So, just like, but, you know, you have to be aware of anything released in January and February. Sometimes they call that the old dump zone in the cinematic business.
But here's what's interesting about this one is we're used to seeing comic book heroes get their own movies.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when they do villains getting their own movies, like Catwoman, it doesn't always fare very well.
She was bad?
Yeah, she was bad. Catwoman was, spoiler alert, I'm sorry, I should have said that. She was bad.
Really?
Yeah. But now there's that one, and then there's Suicide Squad, which is about a bunch of villains.
Yes.
Altogether.
With, yeah, so, that's coming up in your superhero book. Also, Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah,
so a lot of superhero.
Batman
movies.
Versus Superman.
Yeah, Batman v Superman.
Is that all that's coming? Yeah,
are they going to meet in court on that?
Yes,
Batman.
They
v
have
Superman.
Attorneys now, and they'll be fighting it out in a
and
court of law.
Wait, so all right, Patrick McDonald is a film critic. Bill, you're a film student and a film lover.
Yes.
Why do they call January the dump zone or whatever?
Well, if you notice, there's a lot of horror films that comes out in January. The ones that don't make the October cut usually get pushed into January. Because the holiday film season is so huge, it usually bleeds into the first 2 months of the new year. So anything that really didn't make the cut, mm-hmm. you know, or...
So don't expect great movies in the first couple months of the year?
You might see a lot. We've got Ride Along 2 coming up, you know, that, for example.
That'll make things right.
I think Kevin Hart has become the king of January, quite frankly, but...
That's Bill's favorite. Are you president
of
his fan club?
I love Kevin Hart, though, as a person.
Please tell me you don't. Please tell me you don't.
What do you mean?
Kevin Hart.
Bill hates him.
I can't... Every time I see...
He hates the middle three Star Wars movies and Kevin Hart.
When he's on for a half a second, like if I'll be flipping around channels and he's on for a half a second while
I'm flipping.
You
didn't laugh when he hosted SNL.
Nope.
You're jealous.
I was.
You're jealous of his height.
That's what I am.
Did you see?
That's it.
Did you see him riding around with Conan O'Brien with the student driver?
No, I can't watch him without getting so sick to my stomach.
Him and Ice Cube, of course. Right along.
I love Ice Cube.
All right.
All right. The Leonardo DiCaprio movie opens this weekend?
Yes, it does. The Revenant here in Chicago opens 3.5 out of 5 for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it was expansive in its cinematic scope.
Yeah.
The story to me was quite ordinary. It was a revenge tale, I thought.
It's him and Thomas Hardy. Is that who else is
yes,
in it?
Yes, exactly. He
and
plays
Kevin Hart.
The villain. And
Kevin Hart.
Gets
Kevin
eaten by
Hart.
A bear.
As a,
that'll be your favorite part.
He's in the bear costume, so
he's a little baby bear. He's Boo Boo Bear. That's who he is. Now that I would go to see if Kevin Hart played. It was Boo Boo the movie. I'd fork over $12 to see that in 3D.
Well, Justin Timberlake did the voice of Boo Boo.
Oh, he did, right. I remember. Not
what hasn't Justin Timberlake done? And really, I was never a fan of his until he hosted SNL.
And he's great.
And was funny and talented.
Yeah,
and now I can't get enough of him.
I know.
Why doesn't he do more comedy? I mean, he seems so much more suited for that.
He should do more.
Yeah.
Will there be more movies about Steve Jobs in 2016? I've only seen three Steve Jobs movies in the last year. Now, how does that happen? When companies know another company is making a movie about something or somebody, wouldn't you go, well, they're already kind of doing this. We should hold back.
The only key I have about that is when I was interviewing for the Ashton Kutcher Steve Jobs movie, Josh Gad was in. He was saying, well, you know there's another Steve Jobs movie going on. I'm like...
There's three of them. There's a documentary, and then there's the TV version and the movie version.
Yeah, the documentary was done by the guy who did the Scientology documentary,
Alex
Gibney.
No.
A different guy. And Star Wars officially made the top of the heap now, didn't it? As of last night, I thought I saw that it finally beat Avatar.
Yes, it officially eclipsed Avatar.
And Avatar, it took 3 months or 3.5 months to make that much money, mm-hmm. and Star Wars has done it in 2 weeks.
Yes, and I think that Star Wars will probably be at the top of the heap, even with the adjusted inflation.
Right.
Because Gone with the Wind is allegedly the top seller of all time.
Yes, exactly. And the original Star Wars is number 2. And the right now it's at 21. Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
You saw that?
Yeah, the adjusted
top 25.
Wow!
Isn't that amazing?
How fast?
Yes,
that's really, really fast.
It's going to go to the top of the heap.
I think
Gone
so.
With the
Use
wind.
The
Scarlet,
force,
sorry,
Bill.
Scarlet.
Speaking of top of the heap, Patrick, they don't get any more top than you. It's Patrick
Frankly,
McDonald.
Frankly, Darth Vader. I could give a Woo! Damn.
Film critic for HollywoodChicago.com and FilmAutonomy.com. We'll find out what Steve has next. Great to see you. Thank
Always
you
the
for
best.
Being here.
Thank you,
stick around
friends.
More ahead. It's us, Bill and Wendy WGN.
Thanks, Patrick.